My name is Lawrence Reyes, our pro temp chair of the PNB Elections Committee. And today is January the 4th, 2022. Happy New Year to everybody. Let's hope that this year is better than the previous 2.5 years. And with that, I'll ask the Secretary Pro Temp, Janine Roan from KPFK, to take the role.
Thank you. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Thank you. Susan Da Silva. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Here.
Thank you. Dee Dee Halleck. William Hairwagon. Susie Moreno.
Present.
Thank you. Lawrence Reyes.
Present.
Thank you. Sean Rhodes. Janine Roan, that's me. I am here. Akio Tanaka.
Here.
Thank you. And Andrea Turner. Okay, so then out of our 11, we have 6 of our members.
Okay, thank you, our Secretary Pro Temp. That constitutes quorum. Now we will go on to the elections of officers. The position of Chairperson Pro Temp is open. Are there any volunteers? Okay, then by default, I will continue. The position of Pro Temp Secretary is open. Are there any volunteers? Okay, I hear none. Janine, by default, and you are a Secretary Pro Temp. Janine, can you read the rest of the agenda, because I don't have it in front of me. I'm sorry.
Okay, also I'll say that there's 2 new members, one number ending in 7953 and another one ending in 1280. I'm going to mute the 1438 because it's got some noise coming from it.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, oh, William, I think they, on 7953.
7953. Okay, thank you, William.
William Hairwagon, thank you.
I'm sorry, 7039? Is that what you said?
No, 7953, Jenny.
Okay, 7953. Got it.
And then
1280 is Sean.
That's who I thought it was. Okay, Sean. And then Susie is 7039.
Right.
Okay. Well, thank you everybody for attending. I know for those of my home people, back east, it's a little past 10. So, Janine, what's the next item on the agenda? Set a time to adjourn? I believe, right?
Yeah, we have, well, I can read it for the stream.
Okay. Yeah, please do. Please do.
Okay. We have call to order. Identify secretary, attendance and established quorum, election of pro tem chair, set time certain to adjourn, approve minutes, review of task force report status, review of NES report, and that has tally items still desired, then public comment, then motion referred back to committee, new business, set next meeting date, and review action items, and then adjourn. That's 14 points, and that's 14 items.
Okay, so let's not take 14 at one time. Let's take one at a time. So why don't we set the time to adjourn? Before we do that, I think we need to approve the draft agenda, and then we could if anybody want to add or change, then we can do that. Can I get a motion to approve the draft agenda?
Motion to approve the draft agenda.
Second by Akio. Are there any objections? Okay. Now we can set the time to adjourn. I'd like to, in consideration for my people's back east, I'd like to consider that we meet for about an hour and a half. which at that time will be, it is 10:25 back east. At that time, it will be actually close to midnight. So why don't we set the time to adjourn for an hour and a half from now, which will be 11:30, 12 o'clock. And after 12, we're going to adjourn. Is that okay with everyone?
Bill, yes. For the stack.
Go ahead, Bill.
You know, just because we're starting almost a half an hour late, I don't think we should continue to go on for that long. It's too late.
Okay, so what would you recommend, Bill?
Well, how about 11:20 Eastern time? 11:20.
Okay, so that's about, what, an hour and change or something like that?
It's 55 minutes.
55 minutes. Okay, why don't we do an hour, Bill? Is that okay?
Okay, so yes, 11:20. 11:20 Eastern time?
Yeah, 11:20 Eastern.
Okay.
Thank you for that recommendation. Are there any objections to that? We did start 25 minutes late, so that doesn't help our cause at all. So are there any additions or any recommendations for agenda items? Does anybody want to push anything up on the agenda? Does anybody want to add anything to the agenda? Okay, hearing none. Janine, can you please go to the next point on the agenda?
Well, I have approved minutes, which I've attached. Perhaps there's a way, because people are getting it so late, there's a way that they can approve them via email after the meeting. Has that ever been done?
Well, it's known as there's unanimous consent. I believe it could be done that way. Am I right, Bill? There has to be unanimous consent for email vote?
Oh, that's right.
Okay. Thank you.
So everybody has to respond positively.
Okay. Go ahead, William.
Yeah, minutes can be approved. They're always subject to change.
So that's true.
Approve them, no problem.
That's a good point. So we could do as William suggested. We could approve their minutes subject to change and revision. So are there any objections to that?
Oh, Bill with a substitute.
Go ahead, Bill.
I move we postpone consideration until the next meeting because we really need time to review them. We shouldn't be approving them without having time to.
All right. So that's a substitute motion.
Do it all the time, Bill.
Chair?
Hold on. Please, ask for the floor. Go ahead, Susie. You have something to say?
Sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm just saying we do it all the time to Bill. We do it in all the other committees.
Okay.
Hello?
Well, yeah. We usually have more time to review the minutes first.
So it's a matter
not
of,
always.
It's a matter of, it's a matter of language. Both what Bill proposed and what William proposes are essentially the same thing. Bill's asking for more time to digest the minutes. William is saying that we could have a proviso to approve with we always have the option of revising and submitting edits to the minutes. So it's the same language, it's just a different way of saying it. So
Chair, can I have the floor?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to let you know that the minutes from August, which is the combined minutes from, we had a continuation meeting and another continuation meeting. So all three meetings are in one set of minutes. And so those are from August. Those were forwarded before. Those were forwarded back in September because we reviewed them. We reviewed them during the next meeting in September. So, I'd like to get something up on KPFTX. I'm hearing from, listeners.
Okay.
So
I'm going to make a ruling, Janine, that those minutes should be posted because we did have discussion and they've been out for a long time. So the ruling that I'm making is that we approve that those minutes are deemed approved and that they should be posted as soon as you can do that. What's in front of us now is in regards to the rest of the minutes. And there's two ways of doing it, which is the same way, I believe. There's a way that William is suggesting, is that we approve them with the options. We always have the option of editing and revising. And Bill is saying that we need more time, which is essentially the same thing. Since Bill made a substitute motion, let's take a vote on the substitute. And if the substitute passes, then we live with the substitute. If it doesn't, then I'm going to make a ruling that William's recommendation is in order. Secretary, can you please take the vote on that?
And could I, you know, if you want to exclude the August minutes from my substitute, that's fine.
I just said.
Approve the August one, right, okay.
I just said, Bill, thank you.
So, right, thank you.
Janine, can you please take a vote on the minutes?
Okay, so yes means that...
That we're gonna they're postponed to the next meeting.
The, October and December minutes.
Right. Whatever's available. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the August are also attached, but they were.
Right. But the August ones will approve. Okay.
Okay. Great.
They've been out for a while. Uh-huh.
Okay. Bill Crozier.
Yes to postpone.
Thank you. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Thank you. William Heerwagen.
I think I want to vote yes, but that means we're approving them, right?
No. We're postponing them, William.
Why don't I vote no?
Okay. Go ahead,
okay,
Jenny.
Susie Moreno?
No.
Okay, Lawrence Reyes?
Please ask me less.
Oh, sorry. Sean Rhodes?
Abstain.
Okay, Janine Roan is a no. Akio Tanaka?
Abstain.
Is that a no, Akio? Aki?
Abstain.
Abstain. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. All right.
Okay, so we have two yeses and three noes, and it goes to the chair.
Okay, I'm choosing not to vote on this matter.
Okay.
So the motion does not prevail. That means we're back to William's recommendation, is that we approve with the option of revising and editing, proposing edits. Please take the role on that. Hold on. Are there any objections to that?
I'm sorry, repeat what you just said.
Okay, so we're going back to the original motion, which was William's to approve the minutes. We always have the option of revising and recommending edits. So that's what's on the floor now, Vanessa.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bill, I object.
Okay, Bill objects. Janine, please take the roll.
Okay, Bill Crozier.
No.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Thank you. William Heerwagen?
Yes.
Thank you. Susie Moreno?
Yes.
Thank you. Sean Rhodes?
Abstain.
Thank you. Janine Roan is a yes. Akio Tanaka?
Abstain.
Okay, thank you. So we have four yeses, one no, two abstain.
Oh, Chair's not voting on this matter as well. Thank you.
Okay.
Can you go to the next point on the agenda, Janine?
Sure. Review of the task force report status, which is very wordy.
Okay, and that was emailed to everybody, right?
No, it wasn't. We met twice. I can give a little rundown.
If you could just give us synapses and the status of where you're at, that'd be good, because I think to go over the task force report when it was an email to everybody is not an appropriate thing. So if right. you could just, yeah, if you could just, give us, the snuff, if you will, of what the task force did, that'd be helpful.
Right. So, we've had two meetings and we have been working on a Google Doc, which would, basically we transcribed all the meetings that we've had since August. And what we wanted to do is, be able to tally exactly, you know, the candidate statements, all the, testimony, so to speak, that came up during all our meetings of whether it was candidate statements, or what happened with that, what happened with airing them, what happened to the forums, what happened with the informational carts, and ballot distribution issues. You know, the minutes that I have from August list these things as issues, but they don't say exactly who said it at you know, who had the issue, et cetera. And the reason we had wanted to itemize everything is because one of the criticisms of our reports at the PNB is that we could just, they're all generalities, right? That there was no specifics. But getting the specifics into a spreadsheet is a lot of work. So we have started, but on Sunday, we sort of felt like we were losing time still getting back to the items that we never got from the NES, which is the traffic logs. You know, all these items that are actually big, you know, I mean, we know that a lot of these things exist with the carts, et cetera. And yes, we will get that all itemized. But in the meantime, there's still some things from the stations and from the NES that we had wanted. So we decided instead to make this meeting about, you know, the things that we could be asking for in the meantime so that we can, include them in our report, you know, leaving enough time for them to come our way. And that was a little bit of what I have in the next section of the agenda, which is the Simply Voting report. I actually, the person who went through the NES report, the best, doesn't, just happens to not be on the call right now, Bruce Grief. But what we had wanted to do is get the the station reports on the traffic reports, get the station reports on their databases with the bounce backs, and we'd like to poll the listeners, all of the listeners of Pacifica, to see if they had issues. And so we're looking for support from the committee that to move forward with some of that.
Okay. So it sounds like you have a quite an ambitious task in front of you. Why don't we, I will go, you know, first of all, let me apologize to the public because we normally go to public comment before each vote and I forgot to do that. But I'd like to go to the committee members to see what they have to say about the status of the task force in regards to reporting, then I'll go to the public.
I am sorry. I don't think you should do that. You should come to the public. We have been ignored.
No, sorry, I'm not. Bella, you know the practice is that I go to the committee members first.
But you ignored us earlier. You bypassed us earlier.
Well, I just admitted to my mistake. If you want to torture me for it, then go ahead. But I'm not going to the public first. I'm going to the committee members first. Because that's our practice. I apologize for the oversight. Does anyone from the committee want to comment on the task force status report?
Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
Did you ever any feedback from the NES about those items that she didn't provide and didn't include in the report?
That's a question to you, Jenny.
No, I haven't heard from her at all.
She knows what you wanted still?
No, those items were asked for by the PNB. Well, specifically the traffic reports were requested through a motion that was unanimously passed at the PNB, but we never received them, right? So, I mean, if we have the support of the committee, I'm very willing to reach out to her directly and ask her if we can have that. I mean, it's January. I don't know whether she's in the mix anymore, whether we could reach out directly to the GMs or the, I don't know whether it would be the program directors at each station, to see.
Well, something else that I think is maybe more important, and I know this has been brought up in some of the previous meetings, is the fact that in this election, last couple of elections, there haven't been the complaints in the report along with the disposition of them. And in previous elections, you would include those. I think that's really important. And, you know, a couple elections back, she just included a few of them, but you really need to see all the complaints or at least put them online where they're available to people to look at. They used to be online too. And, that's, you know, if you want transparency, you need to know what happened to the complaints and what was done about them. So I think that's probably more important than the traffic reports even.
What I would recommend is that you take that into account, what Bill just said as well, and that you email the NES, CC the IED, and CC the PNB, because these are things that are legal documents, and this committee should have them, right? So that would be my recommendation. Anyone else from the committee?
They should be public.
Right, exactly. But, you know, we need to get them first before we could, you know, make them public, right? Or before she can make them public. She needs to know that this committee wants that information. Anybody else from the committee want to speak to this? Okay, hearing no one.
William.
Hold on. William, Susie, and then Janine. Hey, William.
Yeah, William Hairwagon here. I think that this should go through the PNB and the IED, not just a note from our committee.
Okay. So I would consider that to be...
up to the PNB, and they should ask the IED to take care of whatever it is that's missing that we're looking for.
Okay, so I believe that's a proposal that you're proposing, right, William?
Yeah, I think that's where it should be done. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So, please capture that and, send it to the PNB secretary to be put on the agenda for Thursday's meeting.
So this is a motion that would be to ask again, like, would we have to build a whereas, previously,
No, we want to affirm.
Oh, affirm.
Right? We want to affirm and William, if you could submit the language to Janine, this way she could send it to the PNB secretary for Thursday's not agenda, if that's okay with you. All right. Anyone else from the committee? I think it was Susie and then Janine.
Susie.
Hi, Susie.
I was basically going to say the same thing William did, but I'm not on the task force, but I've been listening. And I thought that it was agreed upon or it was mentioned that we would ask one of the directors to bring it up to the PNB and with affirmation to the PNB and then on to so that the PNB could address the IED and then the IED could request that from the NES, which is basically what William said. Except for the directors taking it to the PNB.
So doing committee reports, I would do that, Susie. I would definitely motivate this resolution that if it passes, that William just mentioned. And Janine will provide me with a report that I can give to the PNB. Is that okay, Janine? Is that a reasonable request?
Yeah, I mean, what I was going to add is that some of what we're asking is old. You know, we've already asked for it, but some of it is new.
That's what we're affirming.
But the new items wouldn't necessarily, is that considered affirming if we hadn't originally asked for them?
Yeah, we could just add it to the acts, right? Just add them to the request that we're making. And
we've discussed them before.
Yeah, we have discussed them at non.
Yeah, we have.
So,
well, but for instance, the polling, I don't think we've ever on the PNB level mentioned that we would like to poll the listeners and find out if they had any issues. And that if they received a ballot, I mean, that's a whole nother thing is where it says station, and I'm just reading off the list, like the station reports on databases. So originally we had asked for them to forward their member lists. And that got shot down because we're not going to get the member list, but some kind of report from the, and this is where it gets tricky. I don't know how to do this, but you know, how do we find out that our stations are shoring up their lists?
So we could, what we can do, Janine, in regards to that, we could ask the IED to send out an e-blast, with these concerns. That could be another thing that we can do, because the IED has the capacity and the discretion to do that. She could, you know, like she sends emails out to the membership, at the end of the year, and she sends emails out just to report on something to the membership. So we could make that request as well. Does that make sense?
Right. Well, it's mostly, addressing the bounce backs. You know what I mean? Like, you know,
yeah,
I
think we need to make it more global than just bits and pieces.
And okay. So, I certainly don't want to start wording it, are we leaving it to the IED? First of all, we have a new IED coming in.
Not yet.
Okay, that wouldn't be for another 2 months or something?
That'll be okay. IED,
Can we?
Excuse me, Bella, please. I'm about to get to you. That'll be at least another 30 to 45 days before we have an IED in place.
So this would be our current IED sending out an email to the membership.
That's the request that we're making. Yeah.
Right. Asking for, I mean, the poll, in my opinion, was going to be, did you receive your ballot? Like something that they could just check and like, they don't have to write anything. I think that's some of the problem is like when people have
to. Well, let's not get into the details. I mean.
Okay.
I think your idea is spot on, and I think we have discussed many of these issues before. We call them election inconsistencies, possible violations of election rules. So, just make it more global, not just take, you know, our bits and pieces and, make that the subject of discussion, right? What we want to do is we want to move, IED to the PNB, to make that possible, right? For her to communicate with the membership. All right. Any other member want to speak before I go to the public, before we take the vote on this motion? Okay.
Bill again, just real quick.
Go ahead, Bill.
One of the issues might be, because I don't know if this is the case, but if the NES has been paid, she may have any incentive to do more work unless there's more pay involved. So you might want to find out if she's gotten her final payment.
Well, I think she did get a final payment because she finally submitted a final report, and that was contingent on her getting the final report, and then the final payment was released, as you know, Bill.
Except that the final report didn't include all this stuff.
Right. So that's why we'll move the IED to the PNB to move the NES to provide that information, because I'm sure she has it, right? And if she don't, I'd be surprised at knowing how detail-oriented and how meticulous she is. All right. Any other committee member wishes to speak on this? Okay. Bella, you requested the floor. Bella, go ahead.
I appreciate that, and I thank everybody on this meeting to be here. I really do. It's been very difficult. I have had no peace time through Christmas and New Year's. I mean, I take care of an elder mother, and here I am. I am finding a very difficult time here. The NES has been paid. It is her opinion that she has no more responsibility. The only person that can bring about pressure and influence upon this NES is the IED. Again. So, everything that we are doing has to go through to the IED, the interim executive director, who is the only person that has the purse control, who released the payment, who has purview of the contract all along. Okay, having said that, it does not matter what the window for replacing the IED is, whether for good or evil. What we need to be addressing right now, and I have labored over this for so long, bear with me, is that I do agree with Bill Crozier. Each and every network wide, it's not just Texas, each and every network wide, and NC brought this up at the task force, that every single network-wide complained, and I know I filed at least three. I received no responses, no feedback, and other people submitted complaints to the NES, that all of those complaints need to be archived, listed in a cohesive fashion, and submitted at elections.pacifica.org. Further.
You got 30 seconds, Bella. Go ahead.
Further, that everything that she has reported out in her private portal needs to be then brought back and submitted, published at elections.pacifica.org. In perpetual form. In other words, perpetually. This is the property of Pacifica, not her property. This is not her property. This is the property of Pacifica.org.
Okay, summarize, Bella. Are you done?
The airtime.
15 more seconds, Bella.
The airtime. Air time traffic logs. I do not understand why Janine cannot call it what it is. Air time traffic logs must be provided immediately by each station as to the time frame between 2 weeks leading into August and the closing date in November of the elections. That's it.
Thank you, Bella. Thank you. Anyone else from the public wish to be heard? Mr. Goldmacher, Goldstone, would you wish to be heard?
Sue Stark.
Who's that?
Sue.
Oh, okay, Sue, so you're in two
public.
Places. You're in two places. Okay, go ahead, Sue.
My computer keeps freezing up when I try to, anyway. I sent part 10 of my trying to screen capture all of the NES final report. I skipped over things that I'll have to go back to, and I concentrated on KPFK's results. And I sent that just about at 10 o'clock tonight because they take forever and they I hope they're helpful. And I forgot what I was going to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue Cohen Johnson. Anyone else from the public wish to be heard? Okay. So Janine, go to the please call the roll on William Hairwagon's motion.
So this is a yes or no on yes, sending something that will affirm.
From the committee. To the PNB.
Okay. And just so you know, I just forwarded the whole committee the PNB motion that was passed in September, which called for the traffic reports, et cetera, so that Bill has it as a reference.
Then William is going to send you language that he mentioned. Go ahead, Vanessa.
Okay.
I hear you. I heard Vanessa. Okay. Hold on.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Is he
going to
send it tonight or in the future?
William, can you send the secretary your points?
Well, my point was just that we were sending it on to the IED. Well, what else do you expect me to write?
Well, you said some additional stuff, but so we're sending it to the PNB on behalf
PNB.
Of to move the IED, right?
Right.
Okay. So that's that, Janine. Go ahead, Vanessa. I'm sorry.
Okay. Could Janine either please summarize what we're voting on again, either reread it if that's burdensome, and just summarize it. I wasn't clear about the summary.
Well, can I summarize? Okay. So the PNB, you know, the elections committee, moves, or urges the PNB to move the IED to acquire for the committee previously requested what the motion I just sent everyone, which is the carts, the traffic reports, et cetera. And then, but then we would be asking for, in addition, you know, we would be in addition to, like Bill was saying, these items that are normally, submitted into other items normally, submitted.
That should
from
be
the NES to the PNB, which are, and then that's going to be like the complaints.
Okay. Hold on a second.
Et cetera.
This is what I think should be added, right? That we want to affirm the previous resolution that was passed, that all stations are to provide traffic reports, are to provide sound checks and other information. And in addition, we'd like to request the following information. So, so I don't know if that helps you, Janine. I don't know if that helps the committee.
Okay. Well, I would probably have to build a whereas or probably not. Whereas these, whatever. I don't know that we.
For the new items, you should do a whereas. For the new items, you should do a whereas and provide the rationale.
Being that we, it is
like the polling
within reason that we should have these things to prepare a proper report.
Right.
And previous NES reports had the complaints and their resolutions, for example, or their dispositions rather.
Yeah. I can name you a couple of NESs that did that. Les Rasky, may he, rest in strength with the ancestors. And other NES have always included that in their reports. So I don't understand why this wasn't done again. So affirm the previous adopted resolution and then add the whereas we also like the ID to communicate with the membership in regards to asking them. Let's keep it simple, maybe 3 or 4 questions in a poll or something like that. And we have another 20 minutes before we adjourn. So
the 4 questions would maybe be that they received their ballot. Were there any issues?
They filed complaints, maybe if they filed complaints.
Yeah. Any complaints or issues and suggestion.
And did they hear any election information on the air?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Susie.
That, you just said it.
Did okay.
I hear any information on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is kind of a long motion, but, you know, so the...
We need to get it in. We need to get it in by tomorrow afternoon to the secretary this way and include it in my report. And I may call you onto the PNB meeting to help me out with that report. Okay.
Mr. Chair, this is Bella. If I may be heard.
Go ahead, Bella.
Yes. We have got to, wherever you can put this in, we are asking for the specific, I'm repeating myself, 2 weeks leading into August, through closure of the election date in November process. So our time window, whatever we are requesting, like the airtime specifically, airtime log reports that are FCC required, but each radio station to maintain must be for that time window. We are not requesting logs for the world.
Okay.
It has to be specific time.
That's a good point, Bella, and I hope we adopt that.
Thank you.
I think we should adopt that. Give it a start date and an ending date.
Yeah.
Correct.
So I would put from August 1st.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that makes sense.
Through October 15th, which is when the ballots were due.
Right.
Can I, instead of winging it right now, can I send something later today? And if anybody has any issues with it, they can. Okay.
Yeah, please do.
In an email thread, say if they need anything added or tweaked or anything.
Right.
But basically affirming the previous resolution, requesting all these things, which I forwarded to you. And as the airtime log reports, and then I can put
traffic.
I understand, Bella.
Okay, all right.
In addition to items that have been previously included in NES reports, which are the complaints and the campaign finance violation, because that was something that there was a portal to put that in as well. And as well as
just work on it.
Okay. The other thing is that we're also asking for a report from Simply Voting on the bounce backs. And we're also asking feedback from the LESs. We just thought that might sound nice, that we're asking for the NES or the LESs to say how they would have done, you know, like it, are they, what kind of feedback do they have?
Okay.
And then the last thing is that,
I think this is what happens. Let me just be blunt and honest with you. This is what happens. We add too much stuff. It becomes a laundry list, right? And you get some directors that go, oh, come on now. You know, I mean, that's what they say to me. Come on now. I mean, you're asking for the world. So let's keep it global, but let's be, measurable, time specific and succinct, right? And all of that other stuff that we want to add, you could put that in my report. And when I report, when I do committee reports, I would include that in my report.
Okay, so how about we put a date on when we want it by? Because then, if I look at a calendar, if we were to say the 15th, that's only a week and a half. We could say by the 21st?
Yeah, let's give it to the 21st.
Okay.
Okay, are there any objections? Anybody from the public want to be heard before we make a decision on this motion? Okay.
Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Please. Yeah. I have a question. The LES reports, there always has been LES reports, and I just wonder, did they make reports before they were paid? has the PMB heard or read any of the LES's reports? And also, I didn't hear anything, so I'm thinking that PMB didn't get any LES reports either. The other thing is, there's one candidate that got two carts out of the whole election. This person should be disqualified. I mean, why are we allowing this one candidate to have two different carts? And it wasn't like one in English and one in Spanish. They were both in English. KPSK.
Yes. It was okay. Grace Aaron.
All right. I get it.
I didn't say her name, but this person should be disqualified. What is going on?
Okay, so.
Well, I think that would come up in the complaints if somebody filed a complaint.
Right.
Yes, but we are supposed to be
filed. Hold on, please. Hold on, Bella. So, in regards to hearing LES reports, I did not see anything in the Natural Election Supervisor's report, which I believe the LES is responsible to provide the final report from the stations. I have not, and the PNB has not even taken up the report of the NES, and they have not invited the NES. So one of the things that I think I should do is make a motion to have the NES come and finalize her report to the PNB. So an open session. Okay, so
Mr. Chair, what Nancy just brought up is very critical. The LES reports would then either conflict or agree with the NES reports. So Janine brought that up earlier. It is important that we bring up the LES reports. This would set a precedence.
Right. It should be included. It should be included in one of the questions. Excuse me, Bella, please. We are being as fair as possible. So that should be included in the task force report, right? In the elections committee's task force report. That where were the LES reports from all five stations in the Natural Election Supervisors report?
Where did they go?
Bella, please. I just made, you know, I just supported your point. Did I hear Sue Corn Johnson? And then we're going to go to the vote. Go ahead, Sue.
LES reports are in with the big 200-page report that I downloaded, the NES report.
Okay, so
the LES reports...
They are included.
In with... Yes, yes.
Okay. And what's the nature of the report, Sue? Did it address any of your concerns? The reality of what happened during the election period?
No. I admit that I only skimmed it because it didn't seem to relate to any of our questions, so I skipped it. I went straight to the back and forth about the postcard and all that stuff. The postcard is in part 7, by the way. It's probably the most important part.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. So we have 10 minutes left. No, I'm moving on to the vote, Bella.
Before you adjourn.
We're not going to adjourn. We're going to vote, and then I'll come back to you, Bella.
Okay. Thank you.
Go ahead, Janine, if you could take the role.
So that's for this motion that I'll be forwarding to.
Right.
Okay, great. Bill Crozier. If he's still on.
Maybe fall asleep.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
Great, thank you. William Herwagen?
Yes.
Thank you. Susie Moreno?
Yes.
Thank you. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Thank you. Janine Ronza, yes. Akio Tanaka?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, 7, unanimous.
I vote yes. I want to be part of the record. I'll vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And I'll try to do that tonight for everyone.
Okay, we have about 10 minutes left. So then we're going to adjourn because I know my people's back east is, it's late and I know folks work. So,
next meeting?
Hold on, not yet. I'm going to go, I'm going to exhaust public comment, then we're going to carry over what's on the agenda to the next meeting, Janine. Go ahead. I believe Bella, anyone else from the public that has not spoken? Mr. Goldstone, do you want to be heard? Anyone else? Go ahead, Bella.
Yes, I want to make sure that whatever we submit, that it goes directly to the IED, it goes to the PNB, and yes, and then the other issue is, I wanted to make sure that we are very clear about the time frame that we are requesting all air traffic reports. Air traffic reports. That is the name of the reports we want. Air traffic reports between 2 weeks leading to and the closure. The other thing is, I wanted to make sure that we state that we need the NES report to be uploaded at elections.pacifica.org as soon as possible. Elections.pacifica.org as soon as possible. Whereas it is Pacifica Foundation, comma, Inc. property, not the property of the any NES. And if that is not included in any of the motions, then I cannot support it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Bella. Anyone else from the public wish to be heard?
Anyone? Yes, Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, I'd like to add with what Bella just said that it should not be the NES who puts it on. So she might just take it off or not do anything. I mean, it should be some kind of, I don't know, somebody else. I don't like the way she deletes things. And I don't want something, you know, just worse than what it has already. I mean, she's already taken down the carts. So that's evidence right there. I mean, she should put them back up, the carts, and put that. But she should not be allowed to take anything more off. The cards too, and the her report.
Okay, thank you, Nancy.
Thank you.
Those are good points. Okay, so we need to set the next date for the next meeting. Janine, are you looking at KPFTX?
Yeah, I mean, I can show it to everyone, but
sure,
I don't know.
So. Okay. Now. I think everybody in Pacifica is used to meeting at 8:30 Eastern Time or 5:30 Pacific Time. So let's try to keep to that practice, please. So,
I don't know whether it's large enough for everyone to see, but
I'm as blind as a bat, and I could see it.
Okay. And keep in mind that the 21st is when we're asking for these items to be by.
Okay. So I think there's a National Finance Committee on Tuesday the 18th. Then there's a Programming Oversight Committee for KPFK and the Community Advisory Board meeting. But that's at 7 p.m. Pacific time. Or Eastern, and 10 o'clock Eastern. So we could conceivably meet at 5:30 Pacific time on Monday. Or
the 24th?
No, the 17th, I'm looking.
Oh, the 17th, okay.
Because I don't want to interfere with people on the Finance Committee, and I really don't want to interfere with that committee anyway. because I know people tune into that one because people are rightly concerned about their finances. So.
Okay, all right.
The 17th is MLK Day.
Please.
The 17th is MLK Day, if that matters.
Oh,
maybe,
okay.
Maybe there's nothing going on that evening.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking if we're asking for these items by the 21st, then it would make sense that our next meeting is after that because we won't know whether we're going to receive them.
Okay.
Because we're at a standstill until we know that those items are going to be. Well,
okay.
Actually, that's not true. We'll know on Thursday whether they're going to pass it. And if they don't pass it, then we've got another, then we're in a quandary on what to do next. So actually, I do like the 17th or the, I do like the prior week.
So the 17th is, it is MLK Day and I have an event, a car event, at the MLK Parade, Kingdom Day Parade. So, that's here in Los Angeles. And maybe other folks have things going on that day as well. But I think we could squeeze it in at 8:30 Eastern Time, which would be 5:30 Pacific Time, 7:30 Central.
Okay.
This is Vanessa asking to be...
Yeah, go ahead, Vanessa.
Okay. Mm-hmm. For the record, I object to meeting on MLK Day.
Okay.
If everyone else can make it, because there are events, some that in the evening that, you know, don't start until 6 or 7 or so. But if that's what works for the committee, then, you know, so be it.
Janine, to the stack or the floor.
Go ahead. What about the 14th? The 14th is a Friday. And that's going to be hard. That's the KPFK Governance Committee that I'm part of. And I also always do dinner with my son on Fridays.
Okay. Or after the Finance Committee on the 18th?
No, I want us to stick with 5:30, 8:30 Eastern time. I mean, these other irregular hours, I agree with Bill. It's really hard to, you know, we're so used to these times. So anyway, that's just my two cents.
Okay, so then are we saying 8:30 on the 19th? No, that doesn't work. The 20th?
The 20th, we might have a PNB meeting, a special PNB meeting, so.
You already have 3 planned for this month.
Right.
Oh, 4 counting the one yesterday.
I know. You know, it's the end of the term, Bill. You know how that goes. Okay. So, why don't we look at the 21st?
Okay. On the earlier side so that
5:30.
Okay. 5:30. Got it.
Sorry.
Totally making it 5:30.
Okay. I just had to have an early dinner with my son. That's all.
Right. Got it.
Okay.
That's a Friday.
That's a Friday. We completely understand, Nancy. Okay. So we are at time, exactly at time. It is 11:20 on the East Coast. So Vanessa, are you okay with Friday the 21st?
Yes.
Thank you. And I know it's a sacrifice for you too, because you got children. Okay, so is everybody okay with the 21st at 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern? Okay, I entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Bella, I apologize for telling you the shut up. I'm sorry. Okay.
I asked her to unmute. She has to hit *6.
All right.
I have 13 slashes reserved for you.
Okay. And you will dispense them. I know you. Okay. We are adjourned. Thank you very much for your service.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Thank you
for your service. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Janine.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Lawrence. Bye.
Bye.